UNLV receives BetBlocker donation for gambling research. BetBlocker, a provider of safer gambling software, has made a donation to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, to help fund the research efforts of its International Gaming Institute, IGI. The funding will be used to further academic study into the effectiveness of gambling blocking tools and the behavior of those who use them. The goal is to generate research that can support the development of evidence-based regulations and bolster player safety initiatives. It is BetBlocker's first charitable donation in the United States and comes after the nonprofit's announcement earlier this year that it had entered the American market. Insights into use of anonymous blocking software. Pedro Romero, who leads Safer Gambling Partnerships at BetBlocker, has spoken of the organization's enthusiasm for backing the project. He explained that they believe the study will provide genuine insights into how free and anonymous blocking software is used by people and how it can help reduce gambling harm. Quote, "Helping with this research is in line with our values of enhancing safer gambling tools and reducing gambling-related harm. In a sector where we often see reports commissioned to research consultancy companies at great expense to validate commercial products, we believe in supporting independent research, critical, objective, peer-reviewed, and academically rigorous." Pedro Romero, BetBlocker head of Safer Gambling Partnerships. First of its kind research. Dr. Kasra Gaharian, the research director at UNLV's IGI and one of the study's lead researchers, has spoken about the importance of the new initiative. He explained that it is important to gain a better understanding of those who use gambling blocking software, as at present, there is little to no published research on the matter. He also spoke of the broader impact of BetBlocker's support and expressed his thanks to the company for their help in advancing research in the field while also providing graduate students with opportunities to develop their skills. Dr. Gaharian added that the research will be valuable to operators, policymakers, and the public.